I took him to practice the first time to play football. And first time it was okay.
I haven't had that much success in football until the eighth grade.
So he got out and he started playing football. He played every position. He played wide receiver, safety, running back, everything.
Seventh grade, I actually had me a cornerback. I don't know what I was doing out there, but I guess I was shutting them down like Deion. But in my eighth grade year, I just started being more of a complete player. They put me a middle backer, and I started playing really good at that.
We were in a defense at the time that required two inside, two outside linebackers. The first thing that jumps out at you about Derek Johnson is he can fly.
He playing against Brian in 1998 when he just blew up in the backfield and hit the guy in the backfield for a tackle for loss, the running back. And I was like, whoa, where's this guy coming from? I mean, I knew he was going to do good, but he kind of hit the scene earlier than expected.
He was just great at zoning in on a ball carry and then just kind of knocking them silly. And you know, often the ball would come loose. And he was great at getting behind the line and nailing guys for losses, too. I think he just kind of had it from the start.
Well, if you have speed and you have natural instincts, then those two are a deadly combination on the football field. You could bring him off the edge and he could rush the passer. If you wanted something big to happen, then you usually involved Derek's assignment in that planning.
Coach Tusa has had incredible defenses here. You know, some of the best in the state. He always put his best players on defense. I think Derek was probably the best one he ever had. So that's saying a whole lot.
Well, we were in Tyler, Texas, and we were playing one of the premier teams in Texas that year, the John Tyler Lions. It was here we come, no fair dodging kind of game. Derek was playing on the inside that night. He pretty much tracked the ball wherever it went.
Derek was in there, and he every time he looked up, he was making tackles. And every time, Derek Johnson.
When he would get there, he would just explode on the ball carry and just put him in the ground.
So the next day, and they watched film, and Coach Tusa came and said, Derek, can you tell us how many tackles you made? He said, oh, I made about 19 or 20. No, boy, you made 30 tackles in one game.
They probably only ran maybe 50-something plays, so he was an integral part in our defense that night.
He was just running all over that place. He was just controlling the whole field.
I can remember like it was yesterday. Man, it was a great day.